Construction of the pioneering Amy's Outlet on a high-visibility corner between Highway 101 and the Grayton Rancheria Casino in Rohnert Park got underway last winter. And the first thing that was outwardly different was the old-fashioned water tower next to the drive-through lane. Tim Griffin, sustainability manager for the company, says that's more than just a visual element.
It really gives the drive-thru an iconic feel, but it's quite functional. So we'll be capturing rainwater off of the roof, and that'll be stored there in that iconic tank, and we'll be using that to provide water to the plants on the living roof.
Those plants came later, just a couple of weeks ago, but the entire surface of the main building area is now covered with colorful swaths of drought-resistant flora. Carrie Lee Cole with Symbiosis Ecotexture of Sebastopol says the idea was to give back to nature at a site now largely covered with asphalt and concrete.
They're all perennial, so they'll come back from year to year. There's about 13 species. They range from 6 inches to maybe a foot and a half tall. The whole thing will fill in, so you won't really see any soil medium. They'll flower at all different times of year. There will be nectar for bees and pollinators and things like that, butterflies, some grasses and things that maybe the bees might not eat, but there's some color there for them.
And nature was quick to offer a little positive feedback.
Within hours of planting, I had honeybees up there.
Kevin Falkerson, principal and founder at Symbiosis, says the building's barn-inspired design gave them a dramatic surface to work with.
The architect wanted to have a pretty steep roof pitch to it. And the living roof's on the pitch, so with that strong slope, it really has a presence. It's just there. You can see it. And that really provided opportunity for us to play around with the planting palette and the design of how the plants were going to be the roof so that it would have this really strong, visible appeal.
The twin surfaces are joined at the roof line to create a single unified planting area. And Falkerson says that's meant also creating a connected ecosystem beneath the plants.
What's nice about that is all the roots co-mingle and form a mass. The soil life also gets to connect in that way, so you get soil microbes and vertebrates moving through the soil, continuous throughout the whole roof. And that way, it models more of the ecology on the ground.
But just as with the water tower, the green roof is about more than external aesthetics, says Tim Griffin.
You've got this incredible insulation buffer, so it helps maintain the temperature inside of the drive-through. You also have the magic of the plants doing what they do. So they're transpiring, water in that soil is evaporating, and that tends to lower the temperature around those plants by 5 to 7 degrees.
Amy's is already thinking ahead to building more of their unconventional fast food restaurants. And Griffin says the company would like to incorporate the water tank and green roof elements elsewhere. But it's too early to know if that's going to work out.
Our hope is that it'll all work out just like we planned and we'll be able to replicate it moving forward. We'll have to see how all these things work out.
The prototype drive-through is heading toward a soft opening around the end of this month. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.